The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We have a chance over here in these dafim that are really a digression from the regular themes of Sidrin, Ezekin, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basu, Sanhedrin. And here we have, for the first number of Blat in Masechet Shavuos, we have a lot of discussions of Inyoni Tyrus. We're going to go back to Inyoni Tyrus in the second parak, but here we have a lot of Inyoni Kochim. Not only Inyoni Kochim that are, interestingly enough, not treated as extensively in Kochim and Zvachim and Ochas itself, and the other Masechtas in Kachim, as they are over here. And these are the Kavonis, the discussion of the Mishnah, and the Fez is Shtayim Shein Arba. The Mishnah uses the format of the Shtayim Shein Arba, both for Dinei Negoyim, and for Dinei Tumas Mikdosh Vikodoshov. And in that context, the Gemara has a discussion, based on the Tanoim, Reb Shimon, the Rabbonon, Reb Yehuda, the other Tanoim in the Mishnah, a discussion of the Korbonos of Yom Tovim, Korbonos Achag, Musofi Achag, where the Gemara tells us, that's in the Pasuk actually tells us in the Musafin of all the Korbonos, that the Korbonos of Chag, there was a Sir Chatos, the Korbonos Bechlal and the Korban Chatos Befrat were Korbonos that were Mechaper on Tumas Migdovich Vikadosha, and that's how it fits in over here. In that context, there's a discussion about all the different pratim of Siri Akak. Now, what's interesting, what has to be discussed is, L'chayra, if the Pasuk is telling us that Usir Echod L'chatos, that in every carbon of Yom Tov, or Musaf Yom Tov, there was a carbon Soyer, and it was a carbon Chatos, except for Shavuos, it was not carbon Chatos. Shmini Ateres was a different carbon, but all the Seirim that were brought over the year, and the Gemara discusses Ve'os Nemeshnais, the Gemara discusses Barichus, the difference between each Yomtiv, the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, the Seirim of Yom Kippur, even the Seirim that were Hukrav B'fnei Efnim, have a Shaychis that Lechape al Tumas Mikdash, Nefush and Psukim, in Pashas Achrei Mois, that when the Kohen Godel was Makiv B'fnei Efnim, and had some type of Shaychis also with this Aver of Tumas Mikdash Gadosh, and this has to be discussed exactly what's the deeper meaning, Amir Hashem, in a few Shurim, we'll get back to that. But on a simple understanding, do we understand that the Korban Chatos that was brought, Seirei Achag, Seirei Musafin, is the same format as a Korban? There's a Korban, Yankel, Rachman al-Tzlon, didn't have every B'shoigek and he ate Chelev, he was Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So the same is true, Kilu, if there's Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov, if there's an individual Avera, the individual Avera is Mechayiv, Klal Yisrael, Kilu, the Tzibur, the Korban Tzibur, brings a carbon on the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's the Aveira of a Yochid of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh is Mechayiv his own carbon. That's the carbon of Eilev Yoyed, which was really the beginning discussion of the purpose of the Shtayim Shein Arba in the Mishnah, was to discuss the different types of Tumas Mikdash Kadosh L'Gabi Yiddiyo, and L'Gabi the different levels of Chiv that there is on an individual. That's not the Aveira of Siri Achag. Siri Achag is mechaper on that Aveira, but it's part of Korbanos Achag. Korbanos Achag is not Shaykh to Yochid. Let's take this a step further. It's not only that Korbanos Achag Rabbim doesn't fit Yochid, but the idea of a Korban Tzibur is not a Korban on a specific Maisa Aveira. Let's start with a dogma. The Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim that even a Korban Oilo, well, we know that a Korban Chatos was only able to be brought on Naverish, Shigigosoi, Mezide Bikoris, Shigigosoi, is Korban Chatos, only on Naverish, Chamuris, Chelev Shabbos Arayis, Vichule, Nido. There's a Korban Oilo Vyorid, which was brought on other Averis, and there's a Korban Oshem, which was brought on other Averis. Averis that are less Chomer, there are Averis that are Yuchel the Korban Oshem, Averis that are Yuchel the Korban Oshem, the Averis Chamuris, Shabbat Eira, are all Niskaper, if they were done B'shoigeg, Rachman Al-Tzon, they were Niskaper, the Korban Chatos. Oilo, the Gemara says, is on bittul mitzvah saseh. Marshal on a bittul Torah. A person was mevatel mitzvah saseh, or even if a person felt himself lax by avodas Hashem, the Gemara says, beginning as welcome on that, he would bring a carbon oil. And the Gemara discusses extensively on Davov the fact that on the one hand you're saying that an oil is mechaper, on the other hand, an oil, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, is a doiroin, is a matono. So to speak, a yid comes to a base of Mikdash and he brings, so to speak, a carbon, a doiroin, a matono to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't seem like there's any level of chet that's involved, any mechayiv mitzad aver. He didn't have aver, he's mechayiv to bring a carbon, so he's mafresh a carbon, he brings to a base of Mikdash. That's not what's going on. So the Gemara coins the formula, which the wording is, carbon oil is mechaper bekufyo, but not bekivo. Kivo means a kvius. It's not the essential carbon. Kufyo means on a surface level. Kilo, the kapara is something that's not part of the carbon itself. The carbon is something that's sort of me'al, that's on the surface. Let's try to define this a little bit better. L'chor d'agdor is as follows. A carbon chatos, it's not only that he brings a carbon chatos, a person brings a carbon chatos, a yid brings a carbon chatos, a beis hamikdash, he brings the carbon chatos on the aver. There's a carbon called carbon chatos, and that's mechapen his aver. More than that, the whole shame of the carbon is for his aver, to the point where he can't be mishan if he was mafresh a carbon for chaylev that he ate, achman son yesterday. He can't bring the carbon, he certainly can't bring the carbon on, let's say, Rahman Sanfius Michal Shabbos, he did a different Averu. It's not the Pshat Jos that there's a carbon chatos, and he's Yoitzo Yidei Choyves Kaperosa, they bring a carbon. It's more than that. The existential shame and Mohusak Dusha that's Chal in the carbon when it's Hukdash to bring as a carbon is L'shem Chatos for that Averu. A Chatos Chelev is not a Chatos Shabbos, a Chatos Shabbos is not a Chatos Arais, and so on and so forth. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara by us, what happens if he brought a carbon chatos on chelev of yesterday. That's for sure that it can't be brought for somebody else either. It's not just a carbon. It's a carbon on Yankel's aver. What happens if Yankel ate chelev yesterday and he ate chelev today? Could one be mechap another? A whole discussion in the Gemara. But the idea is clear. The idea is that the carbon itself, the kedusha of the carbon itself, is an expression of that kapor. Oila, what the Gemara means to say is that the oila, the existential muhus of the carbon, is an oila, is a doiroin. The, we'll say it in Lamdisha terms, the chefza is a chefza of a carbon oila, it's a chefza of a doiroin. The gavra that brings it in his bringing of the carbon, he's mechaper for himself. But it's not part of the carbon itself. It's not part of the carbon itself. The same moshul we'll use will carry this over to the idea of korbanos achag. The idea that the korban achag is there as a kapara for an averi is not the essential name of the korban. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in his halachas, in categorizing different korbanos, he has different halachas. He has the halachas of korban pesach, so on and so forth. The first name of the korban that he has is hilchas tmidin u'musafin. The Rambam puts the carbonus of Musaf together. Musaf carbon is a tosefes on the Talmud. Either is a carbon chatos there. It's not a carbon chatos. It's not a carbon separate than the carbon Talmud. There's the Talmud, there's the Musaf. Part of the Musaf, the carbonus achag, includes that carbon. And the soy is brought as a chatos. It's brought with the dinim of chatos. But not that it's mechaper on averu. This that's mechaper on a specific averu of Tumas Mikdash Gadoshov is mitzad the Mevi'im. The Mevi'im, whose Klai Yisrael in the sense of a carbon sibur, have a kapara by bringing this also as part of the Kabbalah Sakhak. But not that that is the essential muhus of the carbon. That's the first Yisoid. And this really explains to us the discussion that we have in the Mishnah of that even though the Tumas Mikdash Chadoshov was Neschalik Lepratim, he has B'idi, he has not B'idi, the Mishnah Dav Beis discusses, and that's really the Shmuz Be'os and Dav Vav and Dav Zayin. According to Reb Shimon, the Rabbonon, can Karbonis, can the soil of one Yom Tif be used for a different Yom Tif? Existentially, they're mechaper on different Averis, different formats, different forms of the same Averis of Tumas Mikdash Hadash. Vafilo Hachi, the halacha is that they could be niskapa from one chak to the other. Karen Aaron's Vachim Davav explains it as such. The existential shame of the korban is the korban sibur of Choyvas. Same thing as a Tomid. Tomid of Sunday could be used for Monday. The Tomid of Monday could be used for Tuesday and so on. Even though when they were Magdish, the carbon for Sunday, is supposed to use it for Sunday, but it could be used for Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday. The same is true of the Karbonus HaChag. The Karbonus HaTzibur can be used from one yom to the other. The reason why the Chatois also have this format that they can be used from one yom to the other is because that's not existentially part of the shame of the carbon itself. The Mevi'im, the Tzibur that brings the carbon, has a Kaporo, but the Mahus, the definition, the essence of the carbon, is the Karbonus HaChag. We'll see in Yetz Hashem that the Shaila is how to divide the Moini HaMitzvahs. We'll discuss in Yetz Hashem in a few Shurim. The Moini HaMitzvahs have a machloikis. Is the Karbonus of every Yom Tov a separate Mitzvah Seh? Or the Karbonus HaMusafim of all Yom Tovim is one Mitzvah Seh? You can understand that as a spin-off of the same concept. Is the Pshat that there's a general concept called Karbonus HaChag? Or each Yom Tov has its Karbon? Is that the existential muhus of the carbon? Well, there's a shem klali called karbonus, even though every yom tiv is neschalik. The karbonus of Pesach is not the karbonus of Sukkis. Sukkis, every day there was a different amount of karbonus that were brought. Pesach was the same musiv, which is why, let's say, the kriyas haTorah of Chol HaMoed is neschalik. On Sukkis, since there's every day a chiddush in the number of karbonus that were brought, every day we just learn that because there's a chiddush in every day of Chol HaMoed. Pesach, every day is the same maftir. So every day we lay in Shor v'Chesef, or we lay in Kaddish Likol B'chor, or we lay in Kesef Tavos Ami. Every day of Kriyas HaTorah is a different Kriyas HaTorah because every day of Chol HaMoed something has to be Neschadish. That's as an aside. But that's the existential machloikis in the Karbonus HaChag. We're left with a few important things that we have to discuss. We have to discuss the idea of a Korban HaChag that was not used at all. We have the Machloikis of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, which seems to be the Machloikis Tanoim, the Gemara is going to say, and Dafyud and Dafyud Aleph, the Machloikis that's in Mishnah of Shimon HaBonon, of whether the Korban HaChag, if they weren't used after they were Niskadish, could that Kedusha be undone? That's one Nekuda that has to be discussed. We'll have to see if that's something, even though we never find in a Korban, that if it wasn't used or a mistake was made, that the Kedusha goes off. The Kedusha B'Shaita was a Kedusha. Somehow, by Korbanos of Tzibur, there seems to be this idea of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. Why don't we say the same thing by Bailam? We'll try to see if that's something that's unique to the Korban HaTzibur in the context of what we're talking about now. That the Korban HaTzibur is not a function of being Mechaper, specific needs, specific choivos for a yochid, but it's an expression of the tziburkeit. It's an expression of the tzibur's choiv to the yomtiv. That's something else. That's one shmuz. We also would like to get back to the deeper meaning of why the whole marech and the whole system of Korbanos HaChag is related so intimately to the idea of tumas mikdosh vikodosho. Seems to be the psdaveiro, which is foremost when we get to a Yom Tov. Not only that, but the Korbanos, like we said, of the Kohen Gadol, also the Mutzrayim, the Psukim, over there is V'chiper al Tumas Midush Asher Ani Shoichin B'Teich Tumasam. It seems to be a very definitive piece of Klal Yisrael's bringing Korbanos and Yom Tov. Seems to be with the specific Aveir of Tumas Midush Gadoshov, a deep of that is in place. And we have the idea of Korbanos HaTzibur Bechlal as opposed to Korbanos HaYochid. What is the role of the Tzibur as far as Korbanos HaTzibur? And what's the role of each Yochid? Every Yankel and Shmerel and Beryl walking around on the street has a Korban being brought for him every single day. Every Korban Tomid was a Korban for every member of Klal Yisrael. His Machzis HaShekel helped pay for that Korban. Is that cool that he has a din of a mevi korban? We'll see interesting nafkaminis la'alochan. That in Yetz Hashem will be the subject of the next few shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.